Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, the Bruins widened their lead in the Atlantic Division by outscoring the Stars 4-3. Also, the Rangers downed the Canadiens 5-2, the Blues rallied to beat the Islanders in overtime 3-2, the Sharks edged the Devils in overtime also 3-2, and the Jets shut out the Capitals 3-0. In the NBA, the 76ers topped the Knicks 115-106 to earn an NBA-best 28-2 at home. In men's college basketball, Iona ripped Canisius 86-65, and in women's college basketball, Monmouth defeated Siena 49-43, Iona bested Canisius 78-72, and NC State held off Syracuse 69-60. In MLB news, Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale will start the season on the injured list. Sale reported to spring training with pneumonia and is behind schedule. Manager Ron Renicki says he will be placed on the 15-day injured list and remain in Fort Myers, Florida for extended training when the team breaks camp. And members of Congress have sent a letter to the Baseball Hall of Fame asking that former Major League outfielder Curt Flood be elected in December. The recognition would coincide with the 50-year anniversary of Flood's defiant letter to Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn, in which he wrote, quote, "I do not feel that I am a piece of property to be bought and sold irrespective of my wishes," end quote. Flood was traded by St. Louis to Philadelphia after the 1969 season and refused to report to the Phillies, instead sitting out the 1970 campaign and challenging the reserve clause. I'm Jesse King.